The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. Whatever stage your business is at, there's always time to imagine sustainable, positive change. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, to a Disney story that's unlikely to have a fairy tale ending. Protests are being called for, subscriptions being cancelled, and there are calls for boycotts of Disneyland because of the company's decision to suspend indefinitely the late-night US talk show host Jimmy Kimmel. The move came after he made controversial comments about the assassination of Charlie Kirk and President Donald Trump's reaction to it. Disney isn't the first media company to respond to pressure from the Trump administration, and we're joined by former CNN correspondent and Sunday Independent columnist Gina London. Gina, you're very welcome to the programme. It's not unusual to have the leader of a country, a president, unhappy with how they are covered, particularly by comedians on TV shows. But this is very unusual. We now have US President Donald Trump saying unduly negative coverage is illegal, and the chair of the regulator has waded in almost immediately, Brendan Carr, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And so you're right. Over the years, since the country was founded, the press has been editorializing and making comments, including comedians, about what the White House has been doing, and scandals have been exposed through that. But this is the first time that a president has actually said aloud that anything that's negative about him, that these types of organizations should have their license revoked. But it's more, this whole story, though, is less about free speech and more about free markets, Richard, because Jimmy Kimmel, like Stephen Colbert before him, are being leveraged for billions of dollars in deals from their parent companies.
And one of the things that really matters here about the regulator is that it does have to approve licenses and approve new licenses when mergers take place. And part of the context for this would be Disney has had a deal in the offing. Nexstar, which owns a load of local stations, they've had merger deals as well that need approval from the FCC.
Exactly. And so here's the money troll, because this is something for your listeners to pay attention to. So Disney is the ABC company, parent company. Nexstar, which you just mentioned, owns about 30 ABC affiliates, and they're all over the country. They own actually about 200 broadcasters all included. So that's ABC, but that's NBC and CBS and others. But Nexstar has a $6.2 billion merger pending right now before the FCC, expected to go before approval next month. And it needs those ownership rules loosened to push it through, because they have currently exceeded the cap for how many they can own. And if they merge, as they want to, with Tegna, this other company, then they're going to have about 80% of the local affiliate market share. And so Disney, because the affiliates pay your bills for the rights of programming and for the advertising that's going to happen, when Nexstar said that they were going to preempt Jimmy Kimmel on their affiliates, then that puts Disney into a difficult choice, because ABC relies on those affiliates to pay for programming rights, like I mentioned. So Disney suspends Kimmel, less because of the joke, but more because the business math left them no option.
Well, one of the things, a former Disney CEO, Michael Eisner, has commented on this, and he sort of expressed disappointment that you had this kind of reaction to the controversy. And he referred to the Brendan Carr, the chair of the regulator, the FCC, and his comments as intimidating and hollow, implying that if they'd actually stood up and said, well, do your worst, what can you do? He might not have the rights, you know, through a process to do the things that are being threatened. But that's a very difficult decision for a large corporation to make. They don't like risks like that, do they?
Well, of course not. And they want to have all of the money and the incomes that go with all the different mergers and those sorts of things. And it's important, though, too, to remind the listeners that Brendan Carr, as you mentioned, the chair of the FCC, which is supposed to be a neutral regulatory agency, he is a Project 2025 co-author and a big Trump ally. So he goes on that conservative podcast, which is where this all spins out. The timeline is Kimmel makes his comments. Then Brendan Carr is on a conservative podcast, and he essentially threatens – to pull the license. And that's where he says that all of the broadcasters have, quote, obligations to serve the public interest. And he says in his line there, he said, was, we can do this the hard way or the easy way or the hard way. And these companies need to find ways to change conduct like Kimmel, or there's going to be additional work for the FCC ahead. So that's a very not veiled threat.
No, it's a pretty strongly worded. And he went on to say that he thought Kimmel was talentless. And of course, it doesn't really matter what he thinks about whether he's talentless or not. If you put it in outside the United States and you try to picture the chair of a regulatory body saying that a particular presenter is talentless or not, even if they think that privately, it's irrelevant. It's actually not what matters.
Exactly. And we've seen this play before. And I think it's important also to remind listeners that Paramount, back in July 17th, that's when they announced that they were going to cancel The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. They cited officially revenue losses, but the timing was extremely interesting because just days before, Colbert had made jokes about Paramount being settling for a lawsuit because Trump's suing every media outlet out there. And then after he also did that, at the same time, Paramount was also chasing FCC approval for an $8 billion merger with another media company, not Tegna like the Netstar, but Skydance. And the TikTok on this is the FCC gave the green light just a week later on July 24th. And just last month, the deal was closed. And there's a new entity, Paramount Skydance. So the company needed the regulators on their side and they got it.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting the different responses you get. We've had one text in where someone says, Trump is correct. A decent man was assassinated. That should not be a matter for comedy.
Look, it followed them at the jokes because we've got freedom of speech is the number one amendment in the entire Constitution. And there has, as I've already said, there have been, since the beginning of the U.S., there have been jokes and parodies and satires and political cartoons made about the administration. So this is not about, and for what it's worth, if you go back and you actually look at the Kimmel comments, it's not that he made fun at all of the assassination of Charlie Kirk. He made comments about the way that the assassination, that the killer was being portrayed for politicization. And again, he even said that he was very sorry, and he posted things about to the family and on the initial heels of the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And I don't think there's any late night talk show host that has actually made any comments about the assassination itself.
Where do you think, Gina, this is going?
I think we're watching the democracy go down the drain. I think we're watching corruption in real time. I think we're watching transparent grafting happening. We've got someone in the White House on the Air
Force
One.
Well, I'm sure that everyone in the administration would deny that there's corruption, but inevitably, if there's a strong feeling that something very fundamental is changing.
The leverage point is money flow. And so Disney suspended the show. It's a financial reaction. It's not an editorial decision.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Gina London, former CNN correspondent and Sunday Independent columnist, thank you very much for joining us. Well, inevitably, it has led to comedians having a bit of a field day, TV hosts talking about the Jimmy Kimmel incident and what all of that brought about. And here's a flavour of it.
Well, guys, the big story is that Jimmy Kimmel was suspended by ABC after pressure from the FCC, leaving everyone thinking WTF.
We still on the air? Fantastic. Apparently, Brendan Carr has not seen tonight's episode yet. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in unsettling times with rising autocracy targeting America's most vulnerable talk show hosts.
My name is Jon Stewart, and welcome to The Daily Show on, I'm going to guess, Monday. I don't know. We have another fun, hilarious administration-compliant show.
Back here at home, his administration is pursuing a crackdown on free speech. And completely unrelated, I just want to say before we get started here that I've always admired and respected Mr. Trump. I've always believed he was, no, a visionary, an innovator, a great president, an even better golfer. And if you've ever seen me say anything negative about him, that's just AI.
Well, plenty of fodder for the TV host to enjoy themselves on.